I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. 100 years ago, West Flanders was one of the most militarized zones on Earth. That's where part of the famous Western Front of the First World War passed, and it is there that many of the heavier battles were fought. Now, with the centenary beginning in 2014, the region is launching a 4-year commemoration of the Great War and readying itself to reap the benefits of a projected bump in tourist numbers. Don Duncan sent us this report from Ypres, the Flemish city at the center of it all.
Almost every evening in Ypres since 1928, come rain or shine, a group of buglers has appeared beneath the Menin Gate monument to honor the fallen soldiers of World War I.
Quite often you'll choke up and cry when you hear that, the bugles.
New Zealander Maria Sainsbury is among a crowd of only about 30. But as the year goes on, and for the next 4 years, Belgium expects numbers flocking to their World War I sites to grow by 50%. That's a total of 2 million tourists. Leo Winkler is World War I project manager at the Flemish government's Visit Flanders office. The Flemish government has poured some $40 million into expanding museums and exhibitions, increasing parking, and an international PR blitz.
It's an event that links our very small region in Flanders to the rest of the world, because there were 50 countries from nowadays who have people who have been fighting and dying here.
Private businesses are scrambling to make the most of the army of expected tourists. Jean Wintz, CEO of Brussels City Tours, takes me on a once-off private trip.
The front line in Belgium was roughly 60 kilometers. On that stretch of territory were roughly 500,000 people killed.
Wintz has created this special tour of World War I sites, which leaves from Brussels twice weekly. We visit cemeteries for soldiers fighting for the British Army. We visit German cemeteries, monuments erected by various countries after the war, the remains of trenches, bunkers, field hospitals. Hotels all across Flanders are getting ready also.
Here will come 2 new rooms.
Yeah.
So you can go in. Yeah.
Christiane de Kramer-Pride opened the Albion Hotel, a small family-run business, in 2000. Now she's building 9 new rooms, a conference area, and adding 28 parking spaces. Her reservations book is already filling up.
In April and May and July and September, we have a lot of periods who are fully booked. It's a very good start also.
But the government wants to ensure that this very good start doesn't get out of hand.
For us, it's very important to communicate in a very respectful manner.
That's Stephen Ledewijk of West Tour, the tourist authority of the West Flanders region. The market is awash with tacky trinkets, T-shirts, and other commemorative items that flirt with the limits of good taste. This is a battle site, after all. So, West Tour is trying to get local businesses to attend workshops on how to respectfully commemorate the Great War.
We told them about the history of World War I, about what is going to happen in the next 4 or 5 years. And we instructed them to establish serene communication.
One successful example of serene communication, they say, may be coming to a pub near you. Passchendaele beer is a new brew developed to commemorate the Battle of Passchendaele in 1917, which saw almost 500,000 casualties. The beer is made by the Van Honsebrouck Brewery in West Flanders. Jean-Christophe Faze is the company's marketing manager.
It's a commercial product, but we also, together with that beer, we want to bring it to the people to commemorate the big war. It's a very thin line to walk.
Between 2014 and 18, Flanders at large will have to walk that thin line between the commemoration of a dark period of its history and making the most of an unprecedented tourist boom. All that remains is for those tourists to show up. For The World, I'm Don Duncan in Ypres, Belgium.